Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
So today we're going to talk about a cool new sport.
A new sport?
Yes, it seems we don't have enough sports already, so people are making up new ones.
I guess exercise is healthy.
Yes, indeed, and chukball is certainly a good workout.
Wait, this new sport is called what?
Chukball. It's spelled T-C-H-O-U-K-B-A-L-L. Chukball. So let's read through today's article and find out more about this new sport.
Chukball.
Let's play chukball. Hermann Brandt is a doctor from Switzerland.He made a new sport, chukball. People don't get hurt because the players can't touch each other. There are two frames, and you put them on the ends of the court. Both teams take turns. To get a point, one team throws the ball at the frame first. The other team must try to catch the ball. If the ball drops, the first team gets a point. Lots of people from Canada, Japan, and Brazil love this game. In fact, Taiwan is home to many great teams. The M18 team has already won 6 world championships.Let's learn more about one of our country's teams.
Word power!
Doctor. Doctor. Sylvia felt very sick, so she decided to see a doctor.Sylvia felt very sick, so she decided to see a doctor. Touch. Touch. Jerry burned his fingers when he touched the hot plate. Jerry burned his fingers when he touched the hot plate. Drop. Drop. Drop.Dropped, dropped. Be careful not to drop the baby when you hold him. Be careful not to drop the baby when you hold him. Win. Win. Win, won, won. The soccer players were very excited.After they won the game. The soccer players were very excited after they won the game.
So this is a two-part article, and the first part is a reading unit. It starts by saying, Hermann Brandt is a doctor from Switzerland. Doctor, huh? That's spelled D-O-C-T-O-R, doctor. We'll find out more about this doctor in a moment, but first we're going to find out exactly what a doctor is in today's first Word Power Word section. A doctor is someone who is trained to treat people who are ill. For example, Sylvia felt very sick,So she decided to see a doctor. Sylvia felt very sick, so she decided to see a doctor.
Okay, let's take a look at this word, doctor. Doctor, 它是个名词，就是医生的意思啦。那其实有时候呢，哎，我们要称哎李医师、陈医师等等，英文我们就会用它的缩写 DR, like an initial, doctor, like Dr. Lee, Dr. Chan, etc. 那刚刚的例句 Pat 提到的就是 Sylvia 觉得很不舒服，所以她决定去看医生哦。所以有时候你生病不舒服可以用 sick or ill, I-L-L。另外呢，通常对方生病可能就要建议他说什么呢？ I think you should see a doctor.And when we say the doctor or the doctors, 这其实就是指医生诊所啦。So if I say I saw her at the doctor's last week,、mm-hmm. she just went to the doctor.
Yes.
Okay, 所以刚刚看完课文哦，它就是指 Herman Brandt 是一名瑞士的医生。Okay.
Yes, we have a Swiss doctor. What did he do? The article says he made a new sport.Chuck ball.、
Oh.
So a sport is an activity involving physical activity and skill in which a person or team competes against another or others for entertainment. So soccer, basketball and baseball are all sports. And so is chuck ball.
Chuck ball, okay, 所以刚刚我们提到的这个瑞士的医生，哇，他创造了一种新的运动，就是我们一直在提到的 chuck ball, 也就是巧固球，所以它是起源于瑞士嘛。那 OK, 那大家有没有觉得诶，它的名字其实呢，它很像球状网的声音，所以因此有 chuck 这个巧固的声音，所以它就是源自于这样子而来。那后面为什么要接 ball? 因为像是 basketball, baseball, 诶，运动的球类后面都有接 ball, 所以 chuck ball 就成为它的新的名字，也是一个新的运动哦。
So here's one thing we learn about chuck ball straight away. The article says...People don't get hurt because the players can't touch each other.、
Mm.
We need to look at the verb touch, T-O-U-C-H, touch here, which is our next word power word. To touch means to put your hand or part of your body on someone or something. For example, Jerry burned his fingers when he touched the hot plate. Jerry burned his fingers when he touched the hot plate.
哦，看起来好像很痛哦。OK, touch 是什么呢？其实就是碰触的意思啦，这是一个动词哦。像是刚刚 Jerry 他碰到了 the hot plate, 就是热盘子，所以他当然会烫到自己的手指。另外要去一些像是观光景点，像是有一些雕像啦 statue, 或者是美术馆很有名的 painting 画、哦、最好是不要碰，以免它会坏掉哦。So you can look at the statue or the painting,、mm-hmm. but don't touch.
Okay,
OK, 我们回到课文提到就是玩巧固球时不会受伤，因为球员们彼此是不能互相 touch 碰触。
The article goes on to explain exactly how to play chuck ball. It says there are two frames and you put them on the ends of the court. Okay, a frame, F-R-A-M-E, frame is a hard structure that supports or surrounds something.In this case, it's a net. We could also talk about the frame of a picture.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so 刚刚我们有提到的就是 there are two frames and you can put them on the ends of the court. 就是球场的两边有两个球框，球框就是用 frame 来表示。不过这里我们要停一下，我们要看一下我们今天的 magic box 讲到就是 there is, there are 的用法哦。Let's take a look.
Magic box 找亮点。
什么？又让皮卡丘给逃掉了？哈，真的是哈、哦。哎，你问我是谁？既然呢，你诚心诚意的发问了，我就大发慈悲的告诉你，贯彻爱与真实的邪恶，没有错，就是我，你可爱又迷人的反派角色小次郎。话说呢，皮卡丘每次都给我逃掉，一定呢是因为我的宝可梦妙妙太弱了。听说呢，北投公园有很强的宝贝可以抓。There is a very strong Pokemon in 北投。There is a very strong Pokemon in 北投。没有错，等一下呢，我们一起马上搭捷运去抓。There is 什么东西，我们中文就翻译为那里有什么东西。如果呢是单数呢，我们记得就要说 There is， 我们呢就用单数的 be 动词 is。如果呢有很多我们后面是接上复数的名词的话，那我们就要记得要说 there are， 用 be 动词 are 复数的 be 动词。例如呢，在公园里面呢有很多玩家， There are many players in the park. There are many players in the park. 注意到后面呢，可以加上的地方 in the park， 在公园里面哦。那呢，如果呢你要抓宝可梦，一定要有宝贝球，对不对 ？Is there a Pokeball on my table？Is there a Pokeball on my table? 我桌上呢有没有一个宝贝球？这个句型呢，我们也可以使用疑问句的用法哦。我们呢记得非常简单，就把 be 动词呢移到 there 的前面。一样呢，如果只有一个球，我们就用 is there。很多的话呢，我们就要用 are there。OK， 那呢，桌上有宝贝球吗 ？There isn't any Pokeball on my desk. There isn't any Pokeball on my desk. 下回我桌上的宝贝球都没了，哎呀，肯定呢是被妙妙给拿走了。否定的用法呢，我们记得呢就在 be 动词的后面加上 not。好哦，说到呢这个妙妙哦，上次呢我们一起去信义区抓宝的时候呢，我们在路上呢遇到了三只野生的妙妙，我们家的妙妙都非常非常的开心哦。There were three cats. 没有错哦，如果呢是以前遇到的以前有，我们呢记得要把我们的 be 动词换成过去式哦。is 呢就要换成 was。are 就要换成 were， 记得了吗？所以呢 ，there is there are 就是那里有的意思。好的，哦、oh, ，there is the Pikachu， 我们赶快过去抓它。
Welcome back. Now in that last sentence, we also saw the word court, C-O-U-R-T, court, which is a square or rectangle, either open or covered.Marked out for ball games such as tennis or squash. Basketball is played on a court as well.
没错 ，court 就是球场，像是我们常见的有 tennis court 网球场，或是 basketball court 就是篮球场。那刚刚提到的 squash 呢，大家知道是什么吗？就是壁球。
Okay, so we have a court with a frame at each end. Now, as I said, there are nets in each frame.
Right.
And the nets are tight, so when you throw a ball at the net, it bounces back hard.
Oh, okay. 所以刚刚我们已经有提到 frame 是球框，诶，不过刚刚提到的 net 则是它的网子哦。
Okay, next, the article says, both teams take turns.To take turns means that one team goes, then the other team goes, like a board game with everyone playing one at a time.
Nice, okay, 所以是两队轮流发球。Take turns 其实就是轮流的意思。So for example, I could say, can I please have a turn on your bike or take a turn on your bike?
Yes, okay, so then what happens? The article says, to get a point...One team throws the ball at the frame first.
Okay, 所以一队呢要怎么样朝球框直球来得分哦。
Next, we learn that the other team must try to catch the ball.
Oh, that sounds fun. 然后另外一队必须要试着怎么样去接球哎。
And we also find out that if the ball drops...The first team gets a point.
Sounds easy.
Okay. Now this verb drop, D-R-O-P, drop, is quite important to this game. So to help you understand it properly, we've made it our next word power word. Let's find out more. To drop means to let fall or to let something fall. For example, be careful not to drop the baby when you hold him.Be careful not to drop the baby when you hold him.
Drop 就是掉落的意思。注意呢，它是个动词，所以动词三态是 drop, dropped 要重复 p 加 ed, dropped. 像是刚刚表示就是说，哎，如果你要抱那个小婴儿的时候 ，the baby 小心不要把它摔下去哦。Okay, let's continue reading. So,
what else about shoot ball?
Exactly.
Okay, well, the article mentions lots of people from Canada, Japan, and Brazil love this game.
很多加拿大、日本、巴西的人都非常喜欢这项运动哦。
We also find out that, in fact, Taiwan is home to many great teams.To be home to something means that something is there. So the sentence means that Taiwan has many great teams.
没错，你们知道吗？事实上，台湾是很多优秀巧固球队的发源地。Be home to 就是什么产地、发源地的意思。
Let's find out about one of these teams. The M18 team has already won 6 world championships. This team has male high school players aged 16 to 18, which is why the name is M18.
Oh.
Male 18 and a couple of years young.
Okay, 我懂了。M18 team, 大家感觉，诶，这名字哪来的？原来这是由16到18岁的高中男子组成的。诶，所以课文提到我们这个18岁级男子组在世界杯脚固球锦标赛中已经夺得6次冠军诶。
The next word we should look at is win, W-I-N, win, used in the past tense, won, in our article. It's our last word power word of the day. To win means to be the best or most successful in a competition, game, election, or so on. The soccer players were very excited after they won the game. The soccer players were very excited after they won the game. Yeah.
Win 当然就是赢啦，所以它的动词三态是 win, won, W-O-N, won。像是刚刚的例句提到啊，在那些足球队员赢得比赛后，他们都感觉非常的雀跃 ，very excited。
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes playing sports is not about winning or losing, it's about having fun, guys.
True, but in this case, the team has won 6 championships. A championship spelled C-H-A-M.P-I-O-N-S-H-I-P, championship, is a contest or competition to see who will be the champions, or the best sports player or team.
Champion 就是冠军，所以 championships 就是锦标赛哦。
The first part of our article finishes by saying, let's learn more about one of our country's teams. So it looks like this will lead to day two.
Right, 因为其实在课尾后面有个伏笔，他说，那让我们来看看我们国家其中的某一个巧固球队哦。Okay, that means it's time for today's wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
And here we are at the Asia-Pacific Chutball Championship.
What an exciting game we have for you tonight.
Can M18 win this game? It's going to be difficult.
Well, the score is pretty close now. Who's going to win?
I should also mention that there are students from San Min Junior High School in Taiwan's team. Hopefully, they won't drop the ball.
Hey, Pat, can you believe that a doctor made up this game?
Isn't that crazy? Still, since people can't touch each other, fewer people will get hurt. That means the doctor won't have to help so many poor kids.
Okay, the game is getting exciting now, so we'll get back to it.
We hope to be back tomorrow with a special report after the game.
We might even talk to some of the players.
Okay, sounds good. Until then, we hope that Taiwan's M18 can win this game.
It means they'll win the Asia-Pacific Championships. Go M18!
Go! For A-plus English Live Sports, this is Pat and Laura. We'll see you tomorrow for our special report.
Let's play chalk ball. Hermann Brandt is a doctor from Switzerland. He made a new sport, chalk ball. People don't get hurt because the players can't touch each other.There are 2 frames, and you put them on the ends of the court. Both teams take turns. To get a point, one team throws the ball at the frame first. The other team must try to catch the ball. If the ball drops, the first team gets a point. Lots of people from Canada,Japan and Brazil love this game. In fact, Taiwan is home to many great teams. The M18 team has already won 6 world championships. Let's learn more about one of our country's teams.
Doctor, doctor. Sylvia felt very sick, so she decided to see a doctor. Sylvia felt very sick, so she decided to see a doctor. Touch. Touch. Jerry burned his fingers when he touched the hot plate. Jerry burned his fingers when he touched the hot plate. Drop. 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 Dropped. Dropped. Be careful not to drop the baby when you hold him. Be careful not to drop the baby when you hold him. Win. Win. Win, won, won. The soccer players were very excited after they won the game. The soccer players were very excited after they won the game.